Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's up, Pitt fans? Welcome back to another episode of In the Trenches here on the Post-Gazette Sports Now YouTube channel and podcast network. I'm Noah Hiles. Joining me, as always, are Gavin Bartholomew and Jake Cradle. Guys, 2-8 on the season now. Obviously, this has not gone according to plan this year. We could go the normal route. We could recap another loss. We could talk about the upcoming opponent. Or we could switch it up, which I think is the move here. In a couple of days, actually, the day this airs, Thursday, will be senior night. The guy to, I don't know how it will be viewed. So I don't know my left and right. But Jake will be playing his final game as a Pitt Panther. Six seasons, a lot of football games, a lot of snaps, a lot of wins. And it all comes to a close at Acrisure Stadium Thursday for Jake. So the way I thought we could go about this show is kind of like it's a senior day show for Jake. And senior day is about recognizing the seniors. And it's also a day to kind of allow those close to the seniors to appreciate the times they had together. And there are a few people closer to Jake on this team than the other guy on the screen, Gavin. So I thought it'd be a cool show to just reflect through all the highs and lows of these 6 years. And unless, guys, you want to talk about Syracuse in Boston College on the show. Is that – no?
I'll pass on it.
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
Okay. Gavin, do you want to talk about your injury too? Do you want to do that or would you rather talk about Jake? No?
I'd rather talk about Jake.
Okay, that sounds good. All right, before we get into that, guys, you both have some ad reads. I'll let you read our sponsors for the show. We'll start off with Jake and then go with Gavin.
Yep. In the Huddle is brought to you by the one place in Pittsburgh where you can caffeinate and create, Brushes and Beans Cafe in Murraysville. At Brushes and Beans Cafe, you can enjoy a delicious latte, cappuccino, cold brew, and much more while relaxing, creating your very own masterpiece. For more information, visit our website at www.brushesandbeanscafe.com or give them a call at 724-610-3782.
Gavin?
This segment is sponsored by Rendine Consulting, helping companies staff integrate and optimize their technology systems. Call 412-965-5933 for your technology needs.
All right. So the way we're going to do this, I have a six-pack of questions prepared for Jake. And now I said six-pack and his eyes perked up, but not that kind of six-pack. It's just six-pack of questions. We can't have a six-pack. Gavin's only 20, so we got to wait a couple of months before we even broach that subject. But in all seriousness, six-pack of questions here, reflecting on Jake's career. And the way we're going to do this is I'm going to bring up a moment or a question, and I want Gavin to try to guess Jake's answer. And Gavin doesn't have to guess it at length, and we're not going to score it because we know, you know, how Gavin does on this show when he's kind of guessing and we're scoring things. But in all seriousness, yeah, I'll just ask a question. We'll see how well Gavin knows something, and hopefully it inspires a couple of cool stories to tell on this podcast, on this episode. We'll start off with an easy one. Coolest away stadium. Gavin, and Jake's 6 years at Pitt, what do you think was his favorite away venue to play at?
I'm going to go with Tennessee. That was a pretty cool stadium to play in. The environment is really good.
Is that your answer as well? For yourself?
That's my answer.
Oh, is it?
You talking to Gavin?
Well, yeah, but no. Hey, Jake, is like Gavin just said yes, too. But Jake, what'd you like about, I believe it's Neyland, right? What did you like about?
I just like the atmosphere. I'll tell you what, it wasn't even fully packed. I think it holds 100-some thousand. I think it was maybe 80 to 85,000. But, I mean, it just felt like everyone was on top of you. Like, it was – you walked in, it was like very vertical, very just, it was massive. And I'll tell you, it was pretty sweet because we're going in there. I think we're 1-0 in the season, you know, it's an SEC foe, and like, it's a big game. Like we know we have a good team. It's a 21 team. Like we want to win it all that year. So it's like you have to go through them to win. And you know, they come out. I think they blocked a punt.
Scored. It was the opening drive. Yeah.
Yeah. It's 14-0, I think, or 13-0, something like that. And I'm like, shit. Like, I mean, we're still gonna win, but like, I'm just like, damn. Like, and they're going crazy. Like, it's loud. Like, we're on silent cadence. And I mean, we go 3-0 the first three drives. So it's like we get to the second quarter. It's finally, you know, I think we put up 27 in the second quarter, and that place went silent. It was the whole rest of the game was silent. Like, we went on our normal cadence and stuff, and luckily we snuck out of there with a win. I mean, they had a little comeback coming, but I mean, it was great just go down there and get a win and, you know, start the championship run. But no, I'd say that was the coolest stadium I ever played in.
And Gavin, that was your second college football game?
That was my second game.
What was that like for you?
It was awesome. I mean, like he said, when they blocked that first punt, I was on the sideline and like the ground was like literally, it was shaking. Like, it was awesome. And I mean, coming from Schuylkill County, I'd barely see like 5,000 people in my stand. So, you know, seeing all those people was pretty cool.
Yeah, if you do me a favor, pull your hood down. You're rubbing up against your mic a little bit. But overall, we don't need to re-record anything. We can keep it rolling. But yeah, it's cool to hear because, you know, I wasn't on the beat at that time. But I remember that second quarter, like you talked about, Jake. And as someone who's – I grew up watching Pitt. I have a lot of Pitt fans in my family. I was skeptical because it was just like, oh, here they go again. Like, they're just going to get embarrassed or whatever. And – when you guys lit it up there, when that comeback happened or whatever, that was like the first time I was like, you know what, like, this looks a little different than past Pitt teams. This quarterback looks a lot different than he did in years past. And these guys blocking for him, these guys catching the football. That was kind of like the sneak preview, I think, to that championship season. That was where it all really started. 100%. So that's a really cool memory there. All right. So we'll move it on now to the best opponent, and we'll make this a two-part question. Best team and best individual. You don't have to answer the individual thing, Gavin, because I'm sure he doesn't. I mean, maybe he does, like, talk about, like, the best nose tackles he's gone up against in 6 years. But who do you think's the best team that Jake's ever had to go up against?
I mean, I'm just going off of my experience because I don't know who you played prior to me. But I'm going to probably say Clemson that 21 year.
Yeah, no, I'll tell you that that was a great team. That's my,
I mean, they just had some dudes.
They did. I mean, that's what I was, the funny. I was actually team? Yeah.
I thought, I mean,
they still had some dudes. Like,
yeah, but what about like the 2019 Clemson team?
I wasn't, I'll tell you that's one of the things. That's what I was contact traced out for that game.
Oh, so
I didn't get to travel down there. I was, I think we had three offensive linemen out that game. We had guys everywhere out. And yeah, but I mean, you talk about individual, I think that would have been probably going against Brian Breezy would have probably been the best individual player I would have played in my college career. But I never got a chance to play him.
Okay. But, did you play in 2018 against Clemson?
No, I didn't. I was on the sideline just watching the four young or defensive lineman that went in the first round just tee off on our guys. Yeah. I'm kind of, I wouldn't say I'm lucky I didn't get in, but I definitely wasn't physically, I wasn't developed at that point to, you know, to get in there and play at a high level. But no, I would say to answer your question, Gavin's right. I would say it was that 21 Clemson team was, I think, truly like the best, like, even though like they weren't an ACC championship team that year, I still say they were really good, really talented, experienced, hard nosed. And it's funny because I was talking to our strength coach actually this past Sunday about it. Like, just that game, we're like, man, like we took it to them. Like, that's when I tell everyone, that's when we knew we were like the championship team that year. You know what I mean? Like,
we were that team. Yeah.
Yes. Like, you beat the previous champs, and like, it wasn't just like, oh, we beat them. Like, no, like we did whatever we wanted that game. Like, we were running, passing, like, we were efficient on offense. Defense was lights out. I mean, it was one thing after another. And then, I mean, and that linebacker, James Skowski, he was a hell of a player, too. I mean, that dude, he brought every play. I mean, I going head-to-head with him, like, it's like, shit, like, you, like, we were thumping that game, I'll tell you that. And their D-tackle, Tyler Davis, was another, like, really good player. I don't know if he's still there. I think.
Yeah, he's still there, but he'll be a high pick.
He'll be a high pick. Yeah, he was really good. He's actually coming off injury, I think, like from the previous week. But no, he was a hell of a player, and I'll tell you, it was good to like beat a team like that, beat the previous champs, and you know, kind of like we said, Tennessee kind of kickstarted everything. I think that kind of kept the momentum going and kept us rolling. And you know, hey, went to Charlotte and you know won that game.
All right, so let's go a little different here. What would you say was your biggest challenge in your collegiate career, Jake? And Gavin, if you had to guess, just from being his friend and seeing him for 3 years, but I'm sure he's even talked about the times before you were around, what do you think was Jake's biggest challenge?
I'm probably going to say when he got that injury. What was that? That was 21
year. 21.
Right? That was, yeah, 21 year. Yeah, probably the injury. Yeah, that probably definitely was, if I had to guess.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. That injury in 21 against UNC on a Thursday night game was actually November 11th when I was telling Gavin when he you know, I guess Syracuse game this past week got injured. I told him like, yeah, my broke my leg 2 years ago, like on the same day, like coincidence, you know. Like, so I was like, all right, like, but I would say that was my biggest challenge, you know, just coming back from that, recovering from that. And it's like, and we have a point, we had it like that year, we were deep. Like, you know, we had guys that could play, like Big Z came in and played, and it was like we left off where we were at. Like he played awesome. So like now I'm coming off an injury. I'm like, damn, like I gotta earn my spot back. Like Marcus is coming back, Big Z's coming back, Owen's coming back. Like I'm like where do I fall in this fold? Like I just broke my leg. Like I gotta recover, get back fast. I missed half a spring ball, so I can't really prove myself there. We have a new OC coming. So I'm like, I don't even know if this guy's going to like me. I don't even know what he's going to think of me. So I'm like, so it just, it was in camp. And funny part is, I don't know if too many people know this, but like me and Blake Sobovic were battling each day. Like it was the first day of camp, he took the ones, I took the ones the second day. It was back and forth. Every other day we would switch with the ones. So like we didn't have like consecutive days with the ones or twos. Like, so it came down to, I think it was the Tuesday before West Virginia. Coach Borbs brought us in and like told us like, hey, like I'm going to start Cradle. You know, he's, I guess at that point I was a little more experienced than him, but didn't mean like I outplayed him. Cause honestly we were neck and neck. Like I mean, it's not that we both weren't playing good. We just weren't playing to the level that I think he expected us to, and we expected ourselves to play at. But I think he just felt a little confident with my experience and my, you know, previous games before that to give me the nod going into West Virginia. And then we split time for the first two games in that 22 season. And then Owen went down and then I moved to center. So, I mean, it was, yeah, that injury was probably the toughest challenge, but, you know, happy I bounced back and was able to earn a spot, you know, my starting spot back.
Did you have any injuries like that in high school, Jake, or was that like the first significant football injury you'd had?
Yeah, no, I had after I tore my labrum like the second week of my sophomore year in high school, and then I got surgery after that season because I, you know, that's the sophomore year is kind of your biggest year of, you know, trying to get recruited and, you know, getting looked at. So I got surgery after that, but it was high school football. There wasn't too many people that were going to beat me out in high school, so. That wasn't like a big challenge, you know. It was kind of just like, just kind of recover and get back on the field.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds tough. But, well, you know, I'm glad that it all worked out for you.
Yeah, exactly.
For full disclosure, you know what, we'll peel the curtain back. My laptop just came this close to dying just now, so we had to pause and pick it back up. So I don't exactly know what I last said before I sprinted over and paused and got it going, but we're halfway through. You know, we're going to blue vase it, fellas. We're going to battle through. All right.
Always have blue vase. But I had my
all right. So – on the note of the blue vase, and we're laughing, what's the funniest moment in your college football career, Jake? Gavin, I'll start with you. What's like a moment that you can share on this podcast that like Jake often looks back at and laughs at?
I tell you what, I don't really know if I could pinpoint one because, I mean, we've had a lot. Dude, I don't even know like which one.
Yeah, I don't think any are appropriate for the podcast. That's like
yeah. Probably. If I had to guess, I'd probably say just something with Borbs. Like, I don't know. Right. I'm sure you could think of something better. Go ahead.
Honestly, I'm just trying to think like the funniest.
What's your here? We'll rephrase it. If you're on, let's say you're on like a big time show, like Joe Rogan has you on, or Part of My Take, or somebody, and they ask you for your best college football story that you could share without getting benched these last two games.
Yeah. What would it be? I mean, like college football, or just like college in general, like. Because, yeah. Like, I'll tell you, like, we had some fun times. That 21 season, man, I'll tell you. We were going to Mario's Oakland, and we had a good time. Like, we had, like, our own little section in there. And, like, obviously, Kenny's on the team, right? So, like, mm-hmm. I mean, Kenny was, you know, famous for it'd get late in the night, and Sweet Caroline would come on. He would jump on the bar and just, like, get everyone going. Like, I have videos on my phone. It's great. Like, just, like, the whole place erupts. Like, I mean, Mario's hasn't been the same since. But just put it that way. Like, that was probably my, you know, favorite pit memory. It was just
Let me just ask you this. Was there ever a point in your life in 2021 where you're just like, I don't know if things are going to ever be better in my life than they are right now?
Life was so good in 2021.
It was so good. Yeah.
Like, it was unreal. Like, I was graduating that fall. Like, we won a championship. We're winning a lot. We're having fun with our teammates. The bonds were we were so close. We were the closest we ever were. And it just, you know, I'm a very optimistic guy. So I thought it was going to carry over. Like, I'm thinking, like, hey, next year, like, Nick Patty's like Kenny Pickett. Like, that's my roommate. Like, we're doing this all over again. Like, we're going to the championship. We're winning. And it's we're just gonna leave off where we left off, you know what I mean? Like, we're just gonna keep it going, keep rolling. But I mean, hey, we won 9 games. It was a great season. I'm not gonna knock that, but you know, it just, yeah, no, it was, I'd say 21 was really fun.
It's like that Office quote from Andy Bernard where he's like, I just wish you knew when you were in the good old days. Like, you know, like, it's,
yeah.
Yeah.
You gotta enjoy those days. I mean, and that's why, like, I'm even like this year, like, I'm just enjoying every moment I can. Like, it's,
yeah,
I know it's my last one here. Like, Gavin has a roommate, Jacoby, all, it's like, we're just enjoying it. We're just having fun. Like, I mean, I can't say 2 and 2 and 8's fun, but like, when you have roommates and friends that you've built bonds with and memories, like, you find ways to have fun around the, you know, I guess.
Or just make the bad times a little better.
Yeah, exactly. It just makes it a little better. But yeah, it's, yeah, you're right. You never know when those days are over.
Right. So the next question I actually had was best teammate. But rather than asking that, I just want to ask, how did you two become so close? Because Gavin, you're 20 years old. Jake, you're what, 23, 24 now?
24, yeah.
Yeah, like, kid. So when he came in, as a true freshman, you were a true senior, Jake. Like, you don't see many people. And though, granted, Gavin looks like he's 29, but overall, you know, it's kind of an odd pairing, no? So how did you guys become so close?
Yeah, I'd say from my standpoint, right? So you got this guy come in, and, you know, he came in early, which was awesome. And the dude's over there squatting like 1,000 pounds. Like, he's strong as an ox, like. Like you said, he looks like he's already, you know, 21 when he was 17 years old when he came in. And he just kind of like fit in with us. Like, he was just like one of the boys, you know what I mean? Like, he wasn't like immature at all. And then it helps when like you got young guys that play and contribute, because then you can relate to them. Like, you're like, you're on the field with me. So like, you hold the same kind of like respect level. Like, you're like, hey, you're producing for us. Like, you're winning us games. We're having fun. So like, it was perfect. And then we got in the same friend group pretty much, and you know, they're living together. Yeah, they need an extra roommate, and Nick Patty left me, so he left me for, you know, to go find a real job on the world. So, I'm like, hey, like, I guess I'll come fill that last room up, and yeah, it's been
history. Gavin, what was that like from your point of view? I mean, you're coming to Pitt from a small town in central Pennsylvania. You're 17 years old, and all of these grown men are like trying to befriend you. What was that like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it was definitely a little scary at first. You know, I mean, at least I had some other young guys with me, but for the most part, everyone's, you know, 20 years old, if not I mean, some are what, 23 when I was there. But I mean, we first really started connecting when I started working with the ones, and then when camp came, you know, he kind of sat me down. We were like a week out of, I think it was UMass was our first game that year. Mm-hmm. And he sat me down and he's like, listen, man, he's like, you're gonna be playing for us this year a lot. And I was like, damn, really? You think so? And he's like, yeah, I know so. And he's like, you know, just be ready. He's like, you're going to do great. And, you know, just, I don't know, he's was always there for me and really just, I don't know, brought me in.
So now, Gavin, heading into your senior year, do you feel obligated to find like a young center and be like, this is the tradition? You're going to live with me one day.
Yeah, I guess I might have to.
All right. And so final question here. Jake's favorite game he's played at Pitt. Gavin, I'll let you guess, and then I'll let Jake give the answer.
I mean, we already talked about Clemson and everyone, so I'm going to say the ACC championship game.
I'll tell you, I didn't play in it, but that was one of my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah, shit. Whoops.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'll tell you what. My favorite, honestly, truly my favorite game was the 2020 Sun Bowl. That was – just getting a chance to, I think it was my first, yeah, it was my first start with Patty, because Patty only started three games here, you know, mm-hmm. And that was my first start with Patty. I was the center, you know, he was a quarterback, and it was perfect. Like, and then we go out winners, you know what I mean? Like, we send him out on a high note. Like, I mean, that dude, you talk about like a legendary career that like only had three career starts in it. Like, you know, Florida State, he rushes for two touchdowns, probably should have been three. You know, he got stuffed on the goal line that one time, but like different games, he would just come in like UCF when they were on that 24 win or 22 game win streak, whatever, comes in, throws a touchdown. Like, just, it was stuff like that. Like, time after time, he would come in, I wouldn't say save us, but he would just keep the momentum going, keep us up and keep us winning. And, you know, I wish he would have got more of an opportunity in 2022, but, you know, it is what it is. I mean, I think he's happy with the way his career ended, and, you know, I was just excited to play with him, start with him, and, you know, get that last win with him.
That's the Nick Patty story arc of Pitt. Is, I think he's one of the more interesting stories in the history of Pitt football.
Yeah, 100%.
He's kind of like the Forrest Gump in a way, where, like, when he arrived, so much interesting stuff happened. You know, he was just around for a pandemic, a championship, his final game. His final drive is one of the most legendary moments in Pitt football history, at least in the last 50 years or so. And yeah, I mean, what a cool story that both of you were a part of. So
yeah,
guys, I think that's it. I'll say this. I've had a fun time doing this show throughout the regular season, despite all of the, you know, negative things we've had to address, from something as simple as not getting two sources about a vase to obviously a lot of painful losses and injuries and just stuff that it's never fun for anyone to talk about. But I think this is the best show we've done. And it's cool. And I remember when I came to both of you this summer and pitched this idea to you guys, my whole point was, it allows you to kind of show who you are and tell your story and give some perspective on what it's like to be a college athlete and what it's like really to be in your own shoes. And I think this show has done that more than anything else that we've done this season. So thank you both for sharing these cool stories. This was a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%, that was fun.
All right. We're not done yet. We still got a couple of episodes. You know, keep tuning in. We'll have a season recap and we'll see what else we do with this. Thank you to everyone who continues to tune in. Follow us on all of our social media platforms and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already to the Post-Gazette YouTube and podcast network, where you can get all of your Pittsburgh sports coverage by the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. I'm Noah Hiles signing off. Sam, we'll see you next week on In the Trenches.
Thank you for checking out this content from Post-Gazette Sports. If you watch this video on YouTube, please like the video and subscribe to our channel. For all of the sports coverage the Post-Gazette has to offer, visit post-gazette.com.